Matt Montgomery, it's day 15 of the World Cup. I'm not usually excited about a loss for the American team, but today I was elated when the United States lost by not too much.
Yeah, the United States only lost by one goal, 1-0 to Germany. Definitely a great score against one of the top three teams in the world. So by only losing 1-0, and Portugal beating Ghana in the other game 2-1, it led us to a second-place finish in our group, which puts us to the round of 16, which is incredibly exciting.
Now, you watched this game at Rio Tinto Stadium, where Real Salt Lake plays. Can you tell me about what that experience was like? What were the fans like? Were they excited?
There were probably 1,500, 2,000 fans, somewhere in that range. They had it on their big screen. Obviously, it's not the biggest screen in the world, but it was a lot of fun. Not the highest resolution screen, so sometimes you had to guess whether a player was Kyle Beckerman or maybe Jermaine Jones.
But, the two dreaded players.
Yeah, but you definitely could tell when it was Michael Bradley because the light just gleamed off of him.
Of course, Portugal defeated Ghana, eliminating both teams. So Germany and the United States are going to be coming out of that group. Who are the United States going to be playing next?
We'll face Belgium, who beat South Korea today 1-0. The other side, coming in second in that group, is Algeria, who tied Russia today. So it'll be really interesting to see how the United States fares against Belgium. But we do have a historic 3-0 win against them. I believe that was somewhere in the 1930s, maybe 1930, 1940-ish. So maybe we'll get a little repeat of history there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think there are any players on today's roster from that roster, but maybe they'll be there in spirit. There was one other group decided today. What was that one?
That was Group H with Belgium coming through and Algeria also coming through.
Okay, and this is the end of the group stage, right? Every group has been settled by now?
Yeah, for the first time in 2 weeks, there are no matches tomorrow.
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
How great the United States is, and a little bit of patriotism, I suppose. And honestly, playing Belgium for our first game isn't so bad. And we would, if we happen to go through, play the winner of Argentina-Switzerland. So certainly there's a great deal to be excited about. I'm not going to get my hopes too high, but you never know.
I see Matt Montgomery's eyes getting big as he looks at the possibilities for the American team. All right, that's about all the time we have for today. Matt Montgomery, we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll find something to talk about.
Oh, I don't think there's any shortage.